from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, February 26th. Coming up, across the country, black people are getting the COVID-19 vaccine at lower rates than the general population. Is it hesitancy, availability, or both? Mary Hansen takes a closer look in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois' congressional delegation had strong words for and against the Equality Act, which passed the U.S. House of Representatives yesterday on a near party line vote. The bill revises the 1964 Civil Rights Act to protect LGBTQ Americans. During floor debate, Chicago Democrat Jan Schakowsky said that includes her own transgender grandson, as well as many others.
And I rise today to say thank you to the generations of people who have been arrested and beaten and excluded and sometimes killed for this fight. Let today be the end.
But at a news conference held by the conservative House Freedom Caucus, 15th District Republican Mary Miller said the Equality Act would limit the rights of faith-based adoption agencies and other religious groups.
This so-called Equality Act is nothing but the progressive left in this country attempting to force their radical views about marriage and gender on the rest of us.
The House passed the Equality Act once before in 2019, but the Senate never voted on it. Its future in the Senate this time is uncertain due to a razor-thin Democratic majority and a possible GOP filibuster. Former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan's old seat in the legislature is now filled again for the second time in a week. Hannah Meisel has more.
Madigan had to ask his initial pick for the seat to resign not even 3 days into his tenure this week, citing a zero-tolerance policy over, quote, alleged questionable conduct. What that conduct was is not public information, and Madigan would not talk about it Thursday when he presided over a second meeting to choose a replacement. Madigan said there had been a vetting process for 26-year-old Edward Guerra Codet, who had worked for him and his hand-picked Chicago alderman Marty Quinn for the past 4 years. Instead, Madigan on Thursday chose Angie Guerrero Cuellar for the House seat he held for more than 50 years. Guerrero Cuellar works at a nonprofit on Chicago's Southwest Side and got emotional talking about what her appointment means to her immigrant family, especially her mother.
I had her stand next to me when I took that oath because this position is not about me. It's about her and the choices that she made and my dad made.
I'm Hannah Meisel.
The DeWitt-Piatt Bi-County Health Department is asking some residents to cancel their appointments for receiving the COVID-19 vaccine because of limited supply. The health department's administrator, David Remmert, says the department has fewer doses than expected. He says this lack of supply stems partly from shipping delays due to winter storms and partly from the vaccine being shipped to a greater variety of locations, including pharmacies, something happening across the state. Remmert says health officials reached out to younger people to ask them to cancel their appointments so the department could vaccinate older people first. In response, he says hundreds of people canceled their appointments for the benefit of their fellow citizens.
I think people understand that, they got in line assuming that they were an essential worker, but they're not especially at risk, and I think that it forced them to think about it a little bit.
Now the department is focusing on second dose appointments for people at higher risk. For more information about vaccine availability, residents can visit the DeWitt-Piatt Health Department Facebook page. Meanwhile, state health officials are expanding COVID-19 vaccine eligibility to everyone 16 or older with serious medical conditions such as heart disease and cancer. Citing an increased supply of vaccine doses from the federal government as well as the expected approval of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, the Illinois Department of Public Health and Governor J.B. Pritzker launched Phase 1B+, which allows anyone 16 or older with disabilities or underlying health conditions to sign up for a vaccination. Pritzker is asking all local health departments to begin vaccinating this population as soon as possible. Still to come, we head to Sangamon County, where officials there are working to get black people vaccinated at the same rate as the general population. That story is next on 217 Today.
IllinoisNewsroom.org is your source for news about education, the environment, health, politics, and more from WILL. Now you can receive our stories directly in your inbox. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at IllinoisNewsroom.org for stories you can't find anywhere else in Central Illinois. Another service from WILL, your source for quality, trusted journalism.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Illinois has given out more than 2 million COVID-19 vaccinations, but black residents in Sangamon County are less likely to have gotten the shots, mirroring statewide and national trends. State and county health officials point to hesitancy, a distrust of the medical establishment about getting vaccinated, as a reason for the gap. But as Mary Hansen reports, equity advocates say access plays a role, too.
In her years as a practicing physician, Illinois Department of Public Health Director Dr. Ngozi Ezike always had trouble convincing her black patients to get an annual flu shot.
There's this longstanding history of, you know, some skepticism, hesitancy when it comes to injections, to flu shots.
During a virtual event hosted by Black Lives Matter Springfield about systemic racism and the coronavirus pandemic, Ezike lamented that the virus has preyed upon communities of color, sickening and killing them at higher rates.
Now, when we have this life-saving resource, those same individuals are wary.
Ezike said vaccine hesitancy is why there are racial disparities in who is rolling up their sleeves to get vaccinated against COVID-19. The disparity is present in Sangamon County, where 4% of vaccine doses have gone to black residents, who make up 13% of the county's population.
We're aware of the disparities and those things, but we didn't focus on that. We were just going by the priorities that were set up by the CDC.
That's Sangamon County Department of Public Health Director Gail O'Neill. She says the racial makeup of the county's population might not match those who the CDC says should be currently eligible to get the shots, the elderly, medical professionals, and some frontline workers. County and health officials are discussing how to deploy two Illinois National Guard mobile vaccination units in a way that addresses some of the current disparities. The county is partnering with Southern Illinois University School of Medicine on a community outreach plan, particularly for medically underserved and minority populations. Still, advocates like Dr. Vineet Arora say education and outreach shouldn't be the sole focus.
My concern is that everybody jumps to the hesitancy, which sort of blames the population.
Arora is a Chicago-based physician and co-founder of Illinois Medical Professionals Action Collaborative Team. The group advocates for evidence-based solutions to the pandemic. She says the current system for getting a vaccine appointment is flawed. Pharmacies and local health departments around the state, including in Sangamon County, have relied almost entirely on online sign-up systems, which release limited batches of appointments that are generally snapped up in a matter of minutes or hours.
There's no way that a person who has less technology capability or lack of broadband or simply just doesn't have the time because they're an essential worker.
Arora points to the Protect Chicago Plus vaccination program in the majority Latino Belmont-Cragin neighborhood, sponsored by the Chicago Department of Public Health. Partnering with community groups, volunteers went door-to-door getting residents signed up for appointments. Vaccinations were given at a local school, a place familiar to residents. Dr. Ali Khan is the medical director of Oak Street Health, the program's healthcare partner. He says the effort that more than doubled the number of residents vaccinated in the neighborhood shows,
while there may be many who are vaccine hesitant, or as I like to say, vaccine vigilant, that there are also a lot of people whose hands are raised to receive this vaccine, but they're not sure how to make their hands seen by anyone who can actually get them that vaccine in the first place.
Khan and Arora say increasing access to the vaccine for communities of color should happen at the same time as vaccine education efforts. Efforts like the Black Lives Matter Springfield virtual panel we heard about earlier. Dr. Wendy Wills-Elamine told the panel she's a little hopeful after a conversation with a patient recently who normally refuses a flu shot, but he wants the COVID vaccine.
He said, I don't see people dying from the flu. I see people dying from this, and I want my shot.
Wills-Elamine is a physician and dean of equity, diversity, and inclusion at SIU School of Medicine.
This has impacted our community in a different way, and we have ability to create a new legacy.
I'm Mary Hansen.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll be warm again today with partly cloudy skies and a high of 50 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Olivia Butts. Reporting today contributed by Jim Meadows, Hannah Meisel, Farah Anderson, and Mary Hansen. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.